A whole year had passed since that memorable night of the Exodus, when God had commanded the Israelites to slaughter a lamb and to sprinkle its blood on the doorposts of their houses to save them from the coming judgment that was about to strike down all the firstborn in Egypt. God spoke to Moses from the tent of meeting and said to him, "Make the Israelites celebrate the Passover at the appointed time in accordance with all its rules and regulations on the 14th day of this month." So the Israelites celebrated the Passover in the desert of Sinai at twilight on the 14th day of the first month of the second year after they had come out of Egypt. The head of each family slaughtered a lamb and sprinkled some of its blood on the posts at the entrance to their tents. They ate it in haste, their sandals and their feet ready to travel, as they had done on the night they left Egypt. The lamb was roasted whole and was eaten with unleavened bread and bitter herbs, as the Lord had commanded them. The Passover was also called the Feast of Unleavened Bread, as the Israelites ate bread without yeast for a whole week. They held a sacred assembly at the beginning and at the end of the week. They did no regular work, and during that time offerings were made to the Lord by fire each day. As the Israelites were never to forget that night when the Lord delivered his people from slavery, God commanded the nation to celebrate the Passover as a lasting ordinance for all generations to come. As well as the weekly Sabbath day of rest and the yearly Passover, there were two other important festivals the Israelites were told to keep. 7 weeks and 1 day after the Passover, that is, 50 days later, there was the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost. Offerings and sacrifices were presented to the Lord in thanksgiving for God's blessing. Later, when the Israelites settled in the land of Canaan, they were to celebrate this festival to show their gratitude to God after the wheat harvest. They were to present the first fruits of the land to God, and the priest was to wave a sheaf of new grain before the Lord. The Israelites were commanded not to glean after the harvest, nor to reap to the very edges of their fields, as they were to leave something for the poor and the alien living in the land. In the 7th month, after the crops had been gathered in, there was another festival called the Feast of Tabernacles. For a whole week, the people were to bring special offerings, sacrifices, and drink offerings to the Lord, apart from their usual gifts and freewill offerings. There was to be a sacred assembly and a day of rest on the 1st and 8th days. This festival was the most charming and joyful of all the national holidays. God commanded the people to cut palm fronds, leafy branches, and boughs of poplars and willows to make little booths. They were to live in these huts for 7 days and rejoice before the Lord. This festival was a reminder that the Israelites had lived in tents in the desert after the Lord had brought them out of Egypt. The Feast of Tabernacles also celebrated the end of the fruit and grain harvest, and was an expression of the people's gratitude to God for providing for their needs. On all these feast days, Aaron and the priests had to offer special sacrifices as well as the freewill offerings the people brought to the Lord. God commanded every Israelite to be present at these celebrations, and no one was to come empty-handed, so that the nation could honor the Lord their God with their gifts. Moses announced to the people what the Lord had said about these appointed religious festivals, and the Israelites obeyed God's orders. On the 14th day of the first month of the second year after they came out of Egypt, the whole nation celebrated the Passover. Next episode, the Silver Trumpets and the Year of Jubilee.